the question which came up after shir yesterday, the person's putting on the tefillin shalyad, so the person doing that, he touches his arm, his upper part of his arm, which according to one opinion for sure is a problem, even with Mishabur it's for sure a problem, even according to Masas HaShekel, usually that's higher than a person normally would leave uncovered. So what's the law in regards to that touching that part of the arm when putting on tefillin? So simply a person should try and avoid that, because according to the Taz and the Shavura Pashas, the person would have to wash his hands. The Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld has a Sefer Salmas Chaim. He says that since the halacha is you're supposed to, you can't have a baguette there when you're putting on your tefillin, so the baguette has to be moved up. You can't have a chatzitza between your tefillin and the arm. You have to move the baguette up. So it means at that moment when you're putting on tefillin, the derech is to have that part of the arm uncovered. So now it's not called mokum umchus anymore. And therefore he says that the person does not have to wash his hands even when he touches that spot. It's a bit chiddush. If you ask me personally, I think it's a bit chiddush, and the passion of the person does have to wash. But if a person, in regards to making a bracha at that point in time, you have to be semach, and you can make the bracha. And then before a person goes to davening, he can wash his hands, according to all opinions. It would be preferred to try and avoid that, but if a person does so, he has what to be semach. Children, babies, children, which are the derech, is the day where their legs are more exposed, their upper body is more exposed. So those places are not considered the makom mechus, and a person does not have to wash his hands after touching a child who's touching himself, or a baby, etc. So those will not be issues. In a place where the derech is, certain countries where the derech of the people go barefoot, so the lower part of your feet would not be considered mokum, which is mechus, a person would not have to wash his hands. However, in a place where the derech is, the people go with their feet covered, so the person would touch his feet, so that would be a mokum, which is considered mokum mechus, and a person would have to wash his hands. So we've covered the parts of the body we want to cover, and we'll talk about other types of halachas which cause a person to wash their hands next week. Have a good morning.